This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A White House session with Congress's top leaders did not lead to any breakthroughs on ending the partial government shutdown within the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
They met in the Situation Room for a border security briefing, hours after the president would not venture a guess as to when the shutdown would end.
Could be a long time, or it could be quickly.
Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats say they'll introduce bills to reopen the government, saying the president's using the American people as hostages in demanding money for a border wall.
We're asking the president to open up government.
But the Democrats' plan has no wall money, and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says they insist on staging a show vote instead of working on a compromise. But he's sure one will come.
I think we can come to an agreement rather quickly.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United States is now demanding Moscow provide details on the detention of a retired U.S. Marine in Russia on spying charges. Reuters' Vanessa Johnston has that story.
We've made clear to the Russians our expectation that we will learn more about the charges.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday demanded answers from Moscow over the detention of an American citizen Russia says is a U.S. spy.
And if the detention is not appropriate, we will demand his immediate return.
Paul Whelan, a former Marine, was detained in Moscow on Friday by Russia's state security service, which gave no details of the charges against him. The RIA news agency reporting Wednesday American consular officials have been allowed to contact him. Whelan's family firmly denying the espionage charges against him, saying he had been visiting Moscow for the wedding of a former fellow Marine.
That's Reuters' Vanessa Johnston reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump dismissed Syria as nothing but sand and death, defending his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the country and deriding what he called America's endless wars. The president's comments Wednesday before his first cabinet meeting of the year came during a lengthy and wide-ranging session with the media, as Pat Shanahan, the country's new acting defense secretary, sat to his left. They also revealed what would appear to be a growing divide between the Trump administration and other key U.S. military commanders on U.S. strategy in the Middle East and South Asia. President Trump and Mitt Romney, the losing 2012 Republican presidential candidate, are now sparring again, just as Romney is set to claim a Senate seat in the Congress that takes office Thursday. In a Washington Post opinion column, Romney declared Wednesday that Mr. Trump has not risen to the mantle of the office during the first year of his presidency. President Trump fired back, saying he wishes Mitt Romney had been this feisty in 2012.
If he fought really hard against President Obama, like he does against me, he would have won the election.
Romney's attack on Mr. Trump drew a rebuke as well from the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna Romney McDaniel, a niece of the new senator. A record number of migrants from Africa arrived in Spain via the Mediterranean Sea in 2018. According to the International Organization for Migration, Spain took in 57,250 people from the start of the year until December 26th, or on average of about 160 per day. The number of deaths at sea also reached a record high during that same period. That's 769. That's more than three times the figure for 2017. The increase in migrants' arrivals in Spain comes with port closures by Malta and Italy, coupled with an agreement between the European Union and Turkey to intercept migrant boats. Three migrant fishermen have been granted Greek citizenship for saving dozens of people who were forced into the sea by a wildfire last summer. The Greek president hosted a ceremony to honor the three people and also send a message to Europe to counter anti-immigrant sentiment. Nearly 100 people were killed when a wildfire swept through the coastal resort of Maltida near Athens on July 23rd. The victims included people who fled into the sea to escape the flames and drowned. While it's not clear exactly how many people the migrant fishermen saved from the fire, the interior minister said the three, along with Greek colleagues, had rescued dozens of our compatriots. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.